Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to Tipsy Tourism, the podcast where we visit top tourist attractions whilst enjoying some alcoholic beverages in an incredibly responsible manner. I'm Chelsea.
And I'm James. And in today's episode, we're at a brand new city, discussing what we make of it so far and deciding which top tourist attraction we'll be taking you to with us in the next episode.
This is like the pre-drinks to the tipsy tourism, you know?
Exactly.
So, where are we this week? That's crap.
That's
Oh my, it's really hard when you're holding a microphone. Do a drum roll. Right, you do one leg and I'll do the other. Go. Bratislava, which is the capital of
Slovakia.
Well done.
I have to do it in my head because I know Slovenia and Slovakia is left and right, west and east.
Well,
there we go.
Also, what's really confusing, as soon as we got here, I realised that the Slovakian word for Slovakia is Slovenska.
Is it?
Or something along those lines. So it's quite confusing once you're here, but it is definitely Slovakia. And we are coming to you from our Airbnb.
Yes.
Do you know how much this costs a night, James?
No.
Go on, give it a guess.
£100 a night.
I like it when you go over, because you know I wouldn't pay that. It's about 50 quid a night.
Bargain. And not only, well, we've got a, not even an L-shaped sofa, we have got a U-shaped sofa.
Yeah, which is hilarious, because the flat is tiny.
Yeah.
It takes up about a third of the flat, and that is no exaggeration at all. So we got here from, and if you listened to the previous episode, you know we're doing a bit of a European trip.
The choo-choos.
We were in Prague and we got on the train across to Bratislava.
Yeah.
Do you remember how long that train trip was?
Yeah, nearly 5 hours.
Yeah, 4 hours and 47 minutes. And initially I thought, I mean, I'm bad enough. London to Manchester is 2 hours,
yeah,
and I get proper agitated on those trains.
Can I just say?
What?
Best train of my life. Best train I have ever been on. It was such an enjoyable journey that at the end of it, like, bearing in mind we'd nearly been on for 5 hours, I was like, is that it?
Really?
I loved it, and for many reasons.
Go on, take us through.
Well, do you not need a drink first?
You're so right. I'm sorry. I've skipped forward your bit.
My bit. I normally sort out the drinks.
I'm sorry, James. Okay, go on. Right. What have you got for
us? Just before I tell you about the best train journey of my life, let's have a drink.
Okay.
So I need to go to the fridge. Hold this.
Yeah, I'll hold it.
And I'm going to get...
I'm hoping for some Slovakian delicacy.
Well, I got something from a Slovakian supermarket.
Well, when did you just nip out and buy this by any chance?
Yeah. I've gone for
and
premium gone. Beer, and that cost 49 euros, 40p. That did.
It didn't cost 49 euros.
0.49 euros. Sorry,
James.
Yeah.
The one thing that's shouting at me is that it says quite clearly on the can, German beer.
Yes.
We're in Slovakia.
Well, doesn't matter. We're going to have other Slovakian drinks next episode.
Okay, fair enough. For the pre-drinks, I think it's allowed. You just bloody spilt it all over my laptop.
Cans don't work properly here.
Cheers.
Yumbo.
By the way, and you will have learnt this last time with us, if you listen to the Prague episode, to say cheers in Slovakia, it's the same as Czech Republic.
Nazdraví.
Nastrovi.
Look in the eyes, otherwise it's bad times.
Okay, apologies that I skipped over the really authentic Slovakian beer drinking. Tell me why it was the best train of your life.
Now, I'm going to cut to the chase. We had our own private booth of four seats. It was like a little first class compartment. And I'd never been on a train like that before. Even like in the olden trains in olden times where you get your little, there's a corridor down one side and then loads of little booths. Mm-hmm. Well, this is what we had with reclining seats and a business table and business storage under your seats and a business side table.
Are you just putting business in front of it all because we were in business class?
Yeah. And it was lovely. And you must be like, oh, being all flash, being business class, say no. That is not true because it's only a little bit more expensive, isn't it?
That's right. Because if you know what I do, I'm obsessive all things cheap. So you're thinking, why didn't you go for the cheapest price available? But if you break it down into like cost per minute, there are a lot of minutes on that train.
Yeah.
The value we got from business class was unreal. So there's four different tiers.
Yeah.
The lowest cost was £14.50.
And what's that called?
Lowest class. I don't know that one.
That's a sad name. what class are we? Low class. Oh, brilliant. Thank you. And that was £14.
Yeah. Then they had standard, which, to be fair, I went through all the carriages, looked lush. If you've ever been on the Eurostar, it gave me Eurostar vibes.
Nice.
In their standard class. That was £15.21.
Less than a quid more.
Then they had relax, which, if you think of first class on a UK train, they normally have like the two seat and one seat formation.
Yeah,
that's what relax was, and that was £18.67. And for business, with our own little compartment, and we got free sparkling wine when we got on the train.
Welcome fizz.
Yeah, and we had a guy come round and take orders for coffees and things like that. We didn't have
free
to get up. £21.79.
So yeah, that's mad, isn't it? 21 quid.
Yeah, so it was only like £6.50 more than the cheapest ticket on there.
Unbelievable.
Which, for close to 5 hours, I was like, I'm going to treat us.
I accidentally went to Peterborough the other day on the train. I got on the wrong train and a return journey was £20.
Yeah.
That is unbelievable.
Honestly.
Compared to the trains in the UK, this is another level. I couldn't believe it.
Always travel by train if it was that cheap in the UK. And on top of that, do you remember how cheap the cake was?
Very cheap, I've forgotten.
It was 33p.
33p?
For a slice of cake.
I didn't even want some, but I bought some because I was like, I just want to see what you get for this amount of money.
Yeah, and if the free sparkling wine when you got on wasn't enough, beer, bottle of beer, 65p.
We actually ordered some sushi.
We did.
I had some beer and a sushi.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Sushi was like £2. So it was brilliant. I will say that it's one of the best trains that I've ever done. Do you know what beats it, though? Just
what?
The bullet trains in Japan.
No, this was better.
Whoa.
Because, well, I didn't experience business in bullet.
Okay.
But this was so good, having a little private booth.
Okay.
I loved it.
Well, that's your exclusive, then. That's what we're leading with for this episode. That the
best train of my life.
James has been on the best train of his life.
Honestly. Just look it up. I can't remember the train company, but just look train from Prague to Bratislava.
Regiojet.
And it's got jet in the title. Anyway, we're not here to talk about trains.
No, we're talking about Bratislava, and we arrived on said train.
Yeah.
Early, late afternoon.
Yeah.
I made our way to our Airbnb. What were your first impressions? And I guess, what did you know about it beforehand?
I didn't know anything about it, really.
Okay.
I know it's in Slovakia. I arrived, I'm going to be honest, and I was like, ooh, it's not got the nicest station.
No.
Train station. And I was like, ooh, this is bleak.
Why?
Because it was just very concrete-y. And even the walk down to the Airbnb, concrete central. And I was like, not so sure. Had a sleep that night, got up the next morning, and we started a walking tour. And it was beautiful buildings everywhere.
Yeah, it is absolutely stunning. I think it helped, though, that when we arrived, no sunshine. When we were doing the little walking tour.
Sunshine.
It makes everywhere look good. But genuinely, a super beautiful city, especially around the old town.
So beautiful.
We came across a statue of Hans Christian Andersen.
Sorry about that. I cleaned it up.
Oh my God.
Hans Christian Andersen.
Yeah, thank you.
Hansy. Yeah.
Who is known for many a fairy tale, such as like The Little Mermaid he wrote, Hansel and Gretel maybe. Apparently he was very inspired by Bratislava and its buildings for their fairy tale-like qualities.
Yeah.
So he loved it here. And you can definitely, definitely see it. And picking up from what you said about the walking tour, we've done 3 walking tours in the past, but it didn't quite work for our timings when we were here. So do you know what we did instead? I just Googled self-guided tour on my phone, and it had a map, came up with a map, and we did it ourselves.
Yeah. Chelsea held a brolly, an umbrella up in the air for the entire thing, just so I could follow her. I was like, you're really getting into this character.
Yeah, and I read off my phone and told James some facts. Gotta say, I didn't give it the same kind of vigour as the free walking tour chaps.
No, but we had more breaks.
We had a lot of breaks. We stopped for coffee, we stopped for lunch, we stopped for beers.
Yes.
So it was a different way of doing things, but actually...
Try it.
I really enjoyed it.
Do your own self-guided tour. But yeah, it showed us some real nice buildings. I'd say if a Bratislava needed a strapline, it would be shit train station, beautiful town.
Right.
They can have that.
I will contact the tourist boards straight after this and just pitch that to them.
You can have it.
Yeah. Anything else you want to share before we crack on? Anything you've enjoyed so far?
Enjoyed the trams.
Yeah, the trams are great here.
Lovely tram network. They go very fast.
Yeah.
Speedy. Too fast, actually. Like, there must be a serious amount of accidents. But at least people are getting places on time.
Are you going to put that to the tourist board as
well? Yeah, they can have that. Really fast trams, bad safety record, potentially.
That's not true. I don't know that. James is absolutely making that up.
But they just go quick. Yeah. They go real quick.
I'm a big fan of it. My favourite thing is we went for a spot of lunch.
Where?
During our self-guided tour. Well, the reason why I was drawn to it is because it was F-A-C-H, which in Welsh is fach. And it means little. And I was like, oh my God, I wonder if there's a Welsh connection here. How exciting. So I went out to the till to pay. And I said, hey, how are you pronouncing this? I just want to see if it's the same as the Welsh. And he just looked at me, done the eye and went, fuck.
Fuck.
I was like, oh no, it's a little bit different. But I shall not be forgetting how you say fuck in Slovakian in the future.
Yeah, fuck.
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 So if you find yourself in the old town, get yourself to fuck.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen,
premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
All right, so what options do you have for us in Bratislava?
Well, on the surface, it actually seems that there's not too much going on in Bratislava beyond, ooh, look at that lovely castle, or here, eat a breaded pork knuckle. However...
boring.
I'm very, very happy to report that after some diligent research,
yeah,
I have found that there is more than meets the eye.
More meats?
more meats that meet the eye.
Good, okay.
So to kick us off, yeah, I've got a couple of drink-related activities.
That's exactly what we need.
Starting with a very strong one. Uh-huh. It's called 72 Wines in 100 Minutes.
Smashed it. Let's do it. Shortest podcast intro we've done. Let's just go to that.
It does sound good, doesn't it?
72 wines.
Yeah. So down in the cellar of the National Slovak Collection of Wines, they offer lots of wine tastings, including this one. And they say, with this program, you have 100 minutes to taste 72 wines. You will be able to choose which wines you want to taste and how much you want to taste. It's unlimited.
What?
I know. But the only rule is you've got 100 minutes.
So they've just got the bottles out there. Yeah, I thought you were going to say, oh, they give you a thimble of each one.
Well, I wonder if there must be a way, because otherwise everyone's going to get absolutely plastered.
God.
Especially, guess how much that is?
72 wines, like 70 quid.
25 euros.
Fuck. Fuck.
Fuck.
But even if you had like, how much is a sip? How much is a sip, do you think, if you had a sip of every wine?
Well, a lot of the wines... we went to a wine bar last night, actually, and that was for 0.1 litre, or centilitre.
Yeah.
It was €1.35.
It's cheap, innit?
Yeah.
So based on Google, a sip is 15 millilitres. So if I have 75 and just a sip... and
it's
I'll tell
72
you,
wines.
72, sorry, yeah. Times... 0.15 millilitres. And I'm going to have more than a sip if I have that. That's 10.
You don't know what maths you're doing, do you?
No, I don't know what I'm doing. Don't know what I'm doing.
I like where you're going with it, but...
15 millilitres. 15 millilitres times 72. Oh, that's what I need to do. That's a litre of wine.
Okay.
On just sips.
Yeah.
How many glasses of wine is that? That is...
it's four large glasses.
Four large glasses of wine.
Yeah.
That's
so
good.
So, if you have a sip of each...
I'm going to have more, but yeah.
You're going to be smashed.
Okay, I like that option.
Yeah?
That's my favourite option.
Well, I haven't said any of the others yet.
Okay.
Keep an open mind.
Yeah.
Keep an open mind. The next one was banned in Amsterdam in 2017. Prague called them a humiliation to the city in 2021. But don't worry, you can come to Bratislava for your beer bike experience.
Oh, the big table that drives along the street.
Yeah, yeah. You can have Prosecco as well, by the way.
Can you?
They don't discriminate. You can have beer, you can have Prosecco. Now, for a group of eight, it's going to cost you 280 euros.
280?
Yeah, so that's 35 euros each for 90 minutes. We don't have any friends.
No. No friends.
So this one might be a bit more difficult for us. I did find one, though, where you can pay 14 euros for 90 minutes and you get on a sharing bike.
Oh, that's good.
With strangers.
But then you'd be on with numpties, potentially.
No, but for this one, you only get one welcome drink.
Oh.
So it's more about the experience. You get to meet people and have one drink.
It seems very stag do.
Yeah.
I'm gonna say I prefer, this may surprise you.
What?
I'm going to prefer the 72 wines at the moment.
Well, don't give it all away just yet.
Well, I am. I'm putting my cards on the table and saying that sounds brilliant.
No, James, this is not how this episode works. Okay, I do think you're going to like the next activity I have for you.
Go.
Which is not drink related, though we shall make it so by taking some alcohol with us.
Talk to me.
the Museum of Transport.
Yes. Oh, there's a transport museum in London. I see what they've done. They've flipped it round.
Well, they call it the Slovak Technical Museum.
Ooh.
And it documents the development of railway and road transport of Slovakia. What I also like is the price.
How much?
€3.30 per person, plus €1 for taking photos.
Oh. A picture tax.
They do. Do you want to hear some of the stuff they have there?
Yeah.
They have a 155-ton 1947 Skoda steam engine.
Nice.
This means nothing to me, but I thought you might like these.
155 tons.
Correct.
That's a lot.
1932 Skoda Sentiel steam-powered truck with chain-driven rear wheels.
What's all that? Where's Skoda from? Let me do some Googling. I didn't know. Well, firstly, I didn't know Skoda made trains. There's something I've learnt today. Oh, Skoda's Czech.
Yeah.
Did you know that? There's something interesting. It's not even that part of this podcast yet.
I know.
I mean, I think probably most people did know. But I didn't know Skoda's Czech.
Yeah.
Close
and,
by.
And this is what we found from just the general history of Slovakia and Czech is obviously quite intertwined since it was Czechoslovakia. Czechoslovakia. Which was both of them together.
So this used to be Czechoslovakia.
What did?
This bit. Well, I mean now.
Well, everywhere. Everywhere in the Czech Republic and everywhere in Slovakia.
Yeah, interesting.
Yeah. So that is for your thoughts. I have another. In fact, there are a few of these that I think you're absolutely going to be buzzing about.
I do like the Transport Museum, but the wine is winning.
James, stop giving it away.
I'm being honest.
Well,
next.
This is one that I think could change things. How would you like to go to the Slovakian ring?
Now, what kind of ring is it? I'm particular about rings.
It's your favourite type of ring.
What kind of rings do I like? What rings? What ring do I like?
Go on.
It's not the boxing ring.
No.
I'm going to rule that one out.
Sport is correct.
Sport's correct.
Yeah.
The sumo ring.
Slovakia ring.
And let me guess.
Oh.
Racing ring.
Slovakia ring is a professional and versatile motorsports complex.
Ooh.
Yeah. And in addition to top-notch motorsports, it gives clients the unique opportunity to hone their driving skills, experience the rush of speeding down the track, perfect their techniques, and soak up the excitement and freedom the track offers behind the wheel.
Brilliant. There's one massive flaw in this. Now, I love driving.
Yeah.
But you can't do drink driving.
No, you can't. And I have flagged that as a major thing.
Yeah.
But I could drink and you could drive.
I would like to do that separately.
Okay.
But for the podcast that is titled Tipsy Tourism, we can't go and drive a vehicle of any sort. Can I see a picture of it?
I haven't got a picture right now. You've got to, like, imagine it in your head. But let me tell you that you can try it in your own car for €30. Now, I know we don't have a car.
We don't.
We don't have our own car, but you could rent a Porsche 911 GT3 edition.
Nice, got a spoiler.
Or a Ford Mustang Challenge.
Ooh.
From them. Does make it a bit more expensive.
How much?
€299.
Whoa! How much is it in your own car?
€30.
Oh.
But okay, look, it's not going to work for us because obviously Tipsy Tourism, we want James to have a drink, not just me.
Yeah.
But I thought it was worth saying because if you were doing a road trip around Europe, you might hear that and think, oh, we should absolutely, for €30.
Jump on board.
That sounds really, really fun.
Okay, scratching that though.
Okay.
We're not doing a driving challenge on a Tipsy Tourism podcast.
Okay. Bratislava, Old Town, running tour.
Not a chance.
We will run together.
No, we won't.
Old town of Bratislava.
Yeah, we won't.
By seeing the most important sites of the historical centre. Do not worry, James.
I'm not.
If you are not a perfect runner, the aim of the tour is to move, stretch, smile, and discover the old
smile.
Town.
Smile? It gets worse. I'm not running and smiling.
I found this on Airbnb and Experiences, and I actually...
Does it have no reviews?
No, it has great reviews. It's £11 per person. And I genuinely think this is such a fantastic way to see the city. I have done it before.
You haven't. You haven't ran around a city before on a running tour?
Not on an organised running tour, but I have ran around cities. And it does make you see, like, especially if you get up early in the morning, you feel a bit like a local. I did it in Porto.
Nice.
Because I was training for the marathon.
Witherport?
What?
Witherport?
What?
With a port?
You trying to tell me that you couldn't have a little beer, go on a slow jog?
Yes.
And have another little beer?
No one's having a jog round with a pilsner. That's not a thing that people do.
No, it's not a thing that people do, but it could be a thing that we do. I think a lot of the tourist attractions we go to, people aren't drinking on them. Oh. You need to think outside the box, James.
Could I go and sit in a room and have 72 wines? I mean, what's best? We're not making a decision now.
No, we're not.
But I have.
Obviously. Okay, the last one.
Yeah, fine.
Is the UFO Skywalk.
Oh, here we go. Say those three words there, mm-hmm. all talking my language.
UFO?
UFO tick, mm-hmm. sky tick, walk tick. It's not the UFO sky run.
Right. I see what you're saying.
No running there.
Well, if you have seen a postcard, a picture of Bratislava, you probably will know what I'm on about. Because above the main bridge that brings you into the old town.
Oh, I've seen it.
Yeah, there's a UFO observation tower, which you can go up. It's super high. You get stunning views across the whole of the city.
Yeah.
But when it gets to April, they open it up for something a bit more adventurous.
Mm.
The Skywalk, where, accompanied by a professional instructor, you will step out on the windowsill of the observation tower, behind the restaurant windows, and experience an extraordinary feeling of being close to the clouds and far from the ground.
Wow.
So basically, you make your way around the outside of the UFO.
You go around the rim.
You go around the rim.
Of the UFO.
Yeah. That's €45. And luckily for us,
it's
just about to reopen.
Excellent. Mm-hmm. Now, are you scared of heights?
Well, we discovered in our hot air balloon episode that I'm fine until I'm up there and I look down and have that moment and go, oh, Jesus Christ.
Yes.
So I would absolutely do that in theory and I would get up there and be fine. I'd probably have a slight panic attack 3 steps in, but I'd be up there by that point and then finish it.
How big is the rim? What kind of, are we walking along? How big is it?
Well, they say it lasts about 12 minutes.
A 12 minute.
So I don't know what that means in rim times, but let me tell you how high up it is.
Okay. Is it more than 100 metres?
It is 95 metres.
Oh, so close.
Up in the sky, yeah. And it says here also, with a line of sight to 100 kilometres.
Brilliant.
This is 2 miles. Yeah. And you get to look out across the Danube River.
Big river.
Yeah.
All right. I still have a favourite.
Well, I was about to say any of those inching it for you.
I have made my mind up I'd like to do. I'm not going to tell you, but it involves 72 tasty little things.
Well, the good news is that this podcast has 2 of us, so that's only 50% of the vote.
Yeah.
I've got a little think. I personally think, you know, we've done a lot of eating and drinking on this trip so far. Perhaps we do need a little jog, you know, to work it all off. And also, we would love to know what you think we should select for the next episode. In fact, we'll stick it on Instagram.
Yeah, we could do a poll.
We'll do a poll on Instagram. Or you could even leave us a review and pop what you'd be going for in there.
Yeah, the reviews really help us in the podcast charts as well. So it's like a 2-in-1.
Yeah, and also, if you think we've missed something mega out.
Yeah.
You could stick that in there too.
Let us know what other touristy things that are wine related we could do.
They don't have to be wine related.
In Bratislava. Oh, God.
You did right. So well.
I know.
You did so well. Okay, thank you for listening and make sure you're subscribed so that you can hear what we end up going to do. I wonder what it's going to be. And what we're drinking in the next episode.
Yes. Speak to you then.
Hold up.
What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.